The USDA has confirmed record yields for last year that averaged 288 bushels an acre, more than 50 barrels higher than the previous year. Tom Lochner is executive director at Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, headquartered in Wisconsin Rapids. He says with another growing season underway, producers have a lot of cranberries to sell.
We've been building inventories, and the growth in production is faster than the growth in sales of the product. So we're seeing depressed prices and returns for growers, and in many cases, the commodity price is well below the cost of production, which is not sustainable economically in the long run. So there are some challenges there, and as we add more fruit to the inventories, that can put further pressure on those returns.
Lochner says sales overseas increased by 7% last year, but domestic sales of juice and juice drinks is down, as is most of the beverage industry. He says dried cranberries and cranberry product sales are up. Lochner says cranberry growers are like the rest of us, hoping for a stretch of warm, sunny weather so bees can fertilize this year's cranberry crop. He hopes the public finds cranberries for the upcoming holiday weekend.
You know, obviously juice and juice drinks are high up there, but if they look around, there's a lot of specialty barbecue sauces and other opportunities to use cranberries. There's some cranberry cheeses out there that are real good in cheese spreads. So as people are planning their 4th of July holiday, be sure to include America's original superfruit, the cranberry.
Wisconsin is far and away the national leader in cranberry production, making almost two-thirds of the country's total product. That's almost twice as much as second-place Massachusetts. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.